Episode number 322, six local SEO tips for churches with Paul Cox. Let's do it.
This is the definitive podcast for helping you plan, create, and execute dynamic worship experiences at your church. Useful, practical content in the areas of production, worship, communications, first impressions, and more. This is Making Sunday Happen.
This is the Making Sunday Happen podcast, episode number 322. We've been at this for over 6 years straight now, every single week. And you might know this, but you can visit our podcast library at makingsundayhappen.com and actually search the library based on the area of ministry that you are in, like worship or production, communications, leadership, and more. Just choose from the drop-down menu right there, and you can go straight to all episodes related to worship and worship leading, or straight to communications, stuff like that. So whatever area that you're serving in, you can go straight to resources from the podcast right there from the drop-down menu. Again, that's makingsundayhappen.com for that entire library. 321 episodes that came before this one are all right there, absolutely free for you. About 200 episodes are all audio only, and then we switched to audio and video a couple of years ago. We love being able to talk with you and share with you each and every week and have some incredible guests on the show, like my guest today, Paul Cox. Paul was on the show last week as we talked about how to build your church website in a week. We talked through lots of tips and tricks when it comes to your website. Great insight from Paul that I would encourage you to go back and check out if you missed last week's episode. All right, this week, Paul and I are going to talk about tips for local SEO, search engine optimization. Basically, how do you get your website in the top local searches on Google so that people can find you and come and attend your church? We're going to get really specific here on some things that you can do to increase attendance at your church. That's the goal of the website, a website. You heard that from Paul last week, that we want the website to be used as a tool for people to come either watch you virtually or come to your physical location. All right, so we're going to dive right into my conversation with Paul about local SEO right after this break. Well, 'tis the season, everybody. Merry Christmas. We are now taking orders for custom Christmas projects for your Christmas worship experiences. Over the years, we've produced countless lyric videos, service openers, scripture videos, story videos, Christmas series and social graphics, and more for ministries and churches just like yours. We've already produced dozens of custom projects for churches and ministries for this year, and we would love to serve you and your church. Our team is growing and is ready to take on your unique Christmas project. Don't wait too long. Go ahead and get your custom Christmas project in the works. Just go to 1230.media/custom to get started. 1230.media/custom. Hey guys, this week I welcome back Paul Cox. Paul is the owner of The Church Co., which is a great solution if you're looking for an affordable website solution for your church. Paul and his team is a great solution for you. Paul, thanks so much for hanging out last week. We were talking about how to build your website, some tips and tricks on things to put on your website, on pages, and just how to build it very affordably, very easily. So thanks for hanging out last week. And man, I'm excited to have you back this week, man.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It was a fun chat last week.
All right. So I want to jump right into talking about SEO for churches. And let's define the terms here for people who don't know. SEO means search engine optimization. So basically, how do people find us on Google or another search engine, right? Okay. So right. Get us started here, Paul. What is local SEO? Okay. So there's a difference between SEO and then we're going to drill in locally. So what is local SEO and why is it important to put some energy into it?
So, okay. My most basic summary here, imagine you open a Word document and you're looking for a word and you hit Control F or Command F and you search for that word, the only way that you're going to get a result is if that word is in the document. Google is the same. So when people are searching for your church, we need to feed Google with lots of content so that Google finds potential matches that are matching people's keyword searches. So it's not like SEO, I think, gets played up as like this big mystery, but a lot of times, like if you can just formulate it back to that very simple thought of opening a Word document, like we're trying to make as many searches as possible match for people in your community. So, and locally, like there's ways that you can tag things on your website and put your address in and all of that to make sure that, that Google has the radius set correctly. But at its basic, like it's important because people that are searching for websites or to attend church on the weekend, they're doing that overwhelmingly in Google.
Gotcha. I love that analogy. Great analogy. All right. So let's drill into six things that churches can do to increase my local SEO. Okay. So number one is create a Google My Business account. So give me a little bit, tell me what this is and why should I use it?
Google has a system that lets you register your business with them officially. So it's always good to do that because, you know, you want to kind of own those names the same way you'd register your Instagram account and all of that. But some other benefits of that is it does things like puts you on on Google Maps officially. It lets you have review pages officially, which means you can respond to people's reviews. It also means like if someone's opening the Google Maps app on their phone and they're searching for churches, like Google is looking for that information from your Google My Business account. So that's one thing that it's just very easy to do. You go, you do it. You can kind of forget about it after that, but it's one of those things that you just really easy, just go and do it now. So that, you know, at least you're in control of that information instead of, you know, maybe a member of your church kind of adding you that way. So it's one of those things that you just want to do.
Good. All right, so let's jump right to number two, okay? Optimize your website for mobile devices. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a church on my mobile device and either the page is way over here, so I have to kind of scoot it over. It's so hard to navigate. The menu doesn't work right on mobile where I basically have to go to a desktop and then I just get frustrated and just forget it. So
it's my pet peeve. It's why man. We exist as a company.
Oh my goodness. All right. So tell me why is it important?
So pull up your Google Analytics. If you have them set up, I hope you do. And look at the device summaries that it gives you. Like we're seeing 70 to 80% mobile usage now. And it's really interesting because when we talk to people that are building their websites, they're overwhelmingly doing it on a desktop view, not realizing that, you know, 2 in 10 people are going to see that desktop view, whereas 8 people are going to see it on their phone. I'm at the point now where I almost want to switch the default view in our editor to be mobile so that people just have to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Like think about the last time you did anything. It is likely on your phone. And then also think about the new person that's coming to your site on a Sunday morning and just forgot the address or forgot the service times. Not going to pull out their computer and open it up, especially if they have kids. Like it's going to happen on the phone. So I think it's really important that the church adopts a mobile first mindset. Hopefully, like mobile first is like a coding term, but hopefully like just thinking mobile every time you're thinking, like think, what is this? How does this work on mobile? And second to that, how does this work on desktop? It also helps your SEO. Google is specifically looking for mobile optimized sites now and affecting your ranking based on those abilities.
I think what you guys do really help with that, in that when I'm creating my website, I see it. You are creating the website where it's safe and already optimized for mobile. But I would say if a church is not using you, and you're creating your own church, your own church website or maintaining it, when you put that stuff in, go ahead and look at it on your phone and make sure that it, or a tablet, like have those things on your desk and make sure that everything looks great on all devices. Would you agree with that, Paul?
Yeah, I would say even as far as it's more important that it looks good on mobile than it does on desktop. Yeah. Because again, 8 out of 10 people 7 to 8 out of 10 people are going to see it on mobile.
Great. Yeah. All right. Number three is create content based on local news stories or events. Why would I do that?
Well, one, I think it's really important that you know what's happening in your community, right? Like if the high school down the street won the state championship, I think a short little blog post of you celebrating them, like as a church, or you, maybe the church makes a donation to the athletics. I don't know what you're doing, but like write it up, because it's going to be a hot topic in searches for a few days. And the chances of you kind of starting to rank for those things becomes better. Because again, if you think back to that Word document, we want to put as much content into Google as possible so that Google has more chance to rank you up in searches. So a really quick way to do that is to follow like local news events and like stories that are happening. And it's also kind of a way for your church to show a bit more personality beyond just the Sunday service.
And also maybe I'm not talking about myself all the time. Like I really do care about the community. I really am interested in what's going on in our community. It's not just come see us and look what we're doing. It's not a billboard, but a conversation.
You don't have to like feature all of those on your homepage. Like you don't even really have to link them from the navigation, because sometimes like the goal is to just feed Google the content. So like write them. I think it's really cool if you do have that, because it's a way for your members to engage with you via the website. But if you're worried about like this being off brand or off topic, like at least still just write it, because you want the SEO benefits of it.
Good. So get into how does this, and you might've mentioned this, but I'm gonna ask it again, just to be clear, how does this drive traffic to my website?
Right. So people search for lots of things, right? Mm-hmm. We want to match as many of those searches as possible. So like one of the quickest ways you can do this is to just write blogs like about anything, like even like recapping the service. Here's a good example. Like we see so many, like, here's my sermon from last Sunday. If you just did like a quick summary paragraph with that, it would help people that are searching for things on that topic in Google find that sermon. A lot of people don't really go to church websites and search the church website. They do search Google. Like, just take that extra 5 minutes and write a paragraph, and it's going to kind of give Google that information. And now if someone's, say you did a series on, I don't know, like just any topic, and then someone's Googling in your area around that topic, like you're more likely now to be the result of that Google search.
Good. All right. Number four, claim your business on Yelp or other review sites. Talk me through that.
That one's important. Like a lot of times you'll then be able to respond to people's comments if there are negative ones. So that's important. But also, like if you go search your church now, I almost guarantee that one of the top results is going to be things like your Instagram account and your YouTube account. You want those reviews in front of people. You also want to encourage people that attend your church to give you good reviews. So it kind of works in your favor both ways. One of the key indicators for Google's ranking is that you have backlinks from other websites to your website. One of these things is Yelp and Google reviews will give you those things. We actually just started something at the church a few weeks ago called sundayservice.org, where churches can just sign up and it gives you a backlink to your website, which again, just helps you get more backlinks, because that's what Google is looking for as an indicator to rank up your website. Yeah.
Would it be, rude, inappropriate for me on a Sunday morning to ask my congregation, or put up an announcement slide, something like that, and say, hey, go and leave a review of our church, and here's some suggestions, here's where to go to do that. Would that be an idea? What do you think about that idea?
I don't think it's rude. I mean, I think the goal has to be reaching new people. If this is something that's going to help us reach new people, I think it's fine. I think the only reason it would be bad is if you're like saying specifically go write this exact review, like let people write their own reviews, because you're actually going to get a lot of benefit from that as well, because you're kind of getting a quick survey of the pulse of your church in those reviews. So Yeah. I think it's fine, especially like if it's just a slide that's kind of happening before service, you want a quick, or an Instagram post, you want a quick way to help the church, go over to this and leave us a good review. Like, I think that's more than acceptable to do.
How would you answer somebody that would ask, isn't that too businessy? Like, why does my church need to be on Yelp? That sounds like a business.
Look, don't shoot the messenger, but we are a business. The business that we're in, though, is getting people to heaven, right? So we want that to succeed because that's what God has called us to do. So if we're going to purposefully not do something that is going to help us reach more people, then I think we have more issues that we need to focus on than is the church a business. Like, I think that we have to do everything we can to reach more people with the gospel. That is our calling. That's what God has asked us to do. I think we can't say, is this a business or is this not a business? Our goal isn't making money. Our goal is salvation with people. So we talk about in marketing a lot of conversion rate. And usually if you're talking about selling t-shirts, you're talking about, you know, a percent of sales. For us, a conversion is actually a spiritual conversion. And it's fine to talk about that conversion rate. As cheesy as this sounds, it's a real thing. Like, we are talking about people that weren't believers are now believers. That is our conversion rate. And if we need to take on a business mindset to get there, you know, I think we need to do that because that's what God has called us to do.
I gave you a good alley-oop on that one. Took it to the hoop, baby. Nice one.
I went a little cheesy as well, but
it's all right. It's all right.
It is what it is.
You nailed it. All right. Number five, optimize for local citations. What in the world does that mean?
Yeah. So you want to make sure your address is listed, and your phone number and your name. So like think of the Word document and think of a new person that's just moved to Boise, Idaho. I'm switching from my Orlando references.
We were so set on Orlando too. Okay.
I just did it too many times.
All right. Go on.
Okay. And so I arrive in Boise and I'm like, oh, I need a good list of churches. Like, I wonder what churches are in Boise. So I'm probably going to search churches in Boise, right? Like, Google's smart enough to know you're in Boise, but you still want to feed the system, right? So maybe instead of saying welcome home as your graphic, like your intro text, it's like a thriving church in Boise, Idaho, like you've church in Boise, like you've said it, right? So that's giving Google something that's very local specific that it can start indexing on. Yeah. And you can do this through like your SEO settings on your website as well. And even like a lot of times when we do an SEO configuration for a church, we offer that as like a separate service, even though our sites do it like very well automatically. Like, if we're really fine tuning things, like, we'll change the site title, instead of just saying like First Baptist Boise, it'll be like, First Baptist, you know, a church in Boise, Idaho. And that way, like, every page just kind of has that listed there. And that's a good example of like a local citation where you're including the city in your search, in your text on the website so that more search results match that.
Okay. Why is it important to be consistent on my NAP, my name, address, phone number? Why is that important?
Well, I think you don't want multiple results showing up everywhere. So right. You do want these things listed to be the same in every place. So it's important just from that standpoint. You don't want people calling a dead number. You don't want people showing up at the wrong place. And if you're like, say you're a church that meets in random places, like you're a mobile church, like yeah. You need to have a good system in place to make sure your address is always right.
I guess what I'm getting at is I agree with you. I think, you know, when I'm searching Google and it comes up in Google and I hit their website and the website's dead, or I call the number and it's dead, or the website doesn't match the Google search, doesn't match the Yelp search, doesn't match the whatever. So I agree. I think that's what I'm getting at is why is it? We're answering our own question here. It's important because your stuff needs to be up to date to make sure that people can find you no matter where they're searching, right?
100%. When COVID started, the amount of join us this weekend in church that I saw on church websites, it was just through the roof, right? Like, that's a good example of not keeping your stuff up to date and it's costing you potential visitors. Phone number, address, name, those are all the same. Like, we just need to have a good system. And again, like local SEO, if you move a few miles down the road, like you want to update Google with that information.
Good. All right. Last one is conduct local keyword searches. So how can that help me?
Okay. So this one is just about feeding the machine. So like you can search in Google, the Google Search Console and all that has tools to show you what people in your area are searching. You can write content around those topics and it doesn't have to be overly spiritual. As much as you might like think that, like as a church, we should be always putting this thing forward. Another good thing that helps your brand as a church is showing the personality. So one example that I always use is like, say your pastor's name is Bob and you live in Boise, because that's the reference we're going with this week. You can do 5 best restaurants that Pastor Bob attends regularly on Sundays after service. So again, it's not crazy spiritual, but you might get some good interaction on Facebook if you post that to Facebook and you get some good comments. It's a good piece of content. But the side effect here is like, if I'm in Boise and I'm searching for the best restaurants for Sunday brunch, there's a chance you might, like as someone that's not looking for anything church related, might end up on your church website. And you know, maybe it's not your exact target audience, but it is someone that might be needing to take that first step that we talked about, I think like a week ago, about like learning who Jesus is. And it also just shows like, oh, hey, this church is like interested in the things that I'm interested in. Maybe there's more that they're interested that I'm interested in. Maybe I'll attend. You're just kind of widening what we call in marketing that funnel. And once they're kind of in the funnel, like it's up to you to kind of like get them into your church, but we're just kind of making it easier for people to find you.
Good. Okay. Let's wrap it up here last week and this week. So one, why is it important for churches to press into local SEO? And two, why is website so important? Why are you so passionate about website?
Look, if you're going to start a church and you're going to plant a church in an area, you likely have a mission to reach that area. Let's use the tools that Google has given us here to help with that. Like, unless you're going to go knock on every door, which you might do, that's great. Like, let's use these tools to reach that area. So it's extremely important that we start focusing on local keyword search, writing blogs. If you're planting a church, writing blogs throughout that whole process. You know, like this Friday, we're meeting at this place, like that's, you're feeding Google with information for people to help find your church. We can use these tools to reach people for Jesus. Two, it's really important to focus on SEO because overwhelmingly when I'm talking to people, they're only focused on social media. The issue there is that most of the people that are following you on social media already know about you. SEO is people that don't yet know about you. They're your new visitors. They're your new people. They're the people that might be looking to only attend on Easter and Christmas for now. Like we want to make sure when there's that moment comes where they're like, that's it. I'm taking the family to church or I'm going to church myself. And they search Google. We want your church website to be the result that they find. And we want them to walk through your door. We want them to encounter Jesus, get saved and become a regular attender. SEO is the first step in that situation. Like that, it's not social media, like it's SEO. And we have the stats that show that, like when we look over Easter weekend, like a weekend that we know new people come to church, it is overwhelmingly SEO and direct traffic referrals. Like if you look at our social stats, I think we posted them on our website. I think the social account for referrals to church websites was about 12% of the overall traffic that came to church websites over Easter weekend. So investing in these little things like writing a blog post, optimizing for local SEO, making sure your website's mobile, mobile responsive so that Google upranks you. This is how new people find your church, which if that's not the focus of what we're doing, like why are we doing any of this? Like this is why we exist. So let's use the tools and let's use these things that Google and other search engines have offered us to reach more people.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, man, I really appreciate your time this week and last week. Just enjoy getting to know you and thank you for this wisdom and insight. Man, I can't wait to do it again. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was fun.
Hey guys, here's an idea for showing your volunteers their service to your team and your church matters. Get out of the booth. Go see and serve in the care response at a service. Take your volunteers out of your control room, out of your booth, down where the result of their service is happening. Take them to the care room or response area. Now, don't be intrusive. Don't interrupt conversations. Don't be weird. But show them real people that are responding to an invitation. If you can, even have your volunteers learn how to have care conversations and create opportunities where it's routine for production volunteers to have care conversations with people who respond in the service. Talk about motivating. Imagine your volunteers having direct conversations with people who have responded to a service or experience that your volunteers help create. Now their heart is in the game.
The show notes for this episode are available now at MakingSundayHappen.com.
Well, that is it for us this week, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out. Give us a like if you would and subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you never miss an episode. Our show is masterfully edited by AJ Schubert. It is posted and distributed by Daniel Stavanis. Social media artwork and distribution by Steve Dirks. We have an incredible team at 1230 that has a passion for the church and to help you make Sunday happen. We'll go out there and create some incredible worship experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Making Sunday Happen is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your church, visit MakingSundayHappen.com.